With the environment in focus, I'm Tom Pelton. Back in 2015, Montgomery County, Maryland, became one of a growing number of local governments across the country to restrict the use of pesticides in lawn care. The weed killer Roundup and other pesticides have been linked to health risks in humans and sharp declines in populations of monarch butterflies, bees, and other pollinators around the world. George Lieventhal, a Montgomery County councilman, was lead sponsor of the lawn pesticide ban. He remembers the arguments made by local parents.
We had mothers of asthmatic children who were having asthma attacks when their neighbors were applying pesticide spray. The spray would carry in the wind and would trigger asthma, chemical allergy, multiple chemical sensitivity, and there is no need to use these toxic chemicals on your lawn.
The county's prohibition in October of that year came 7 months after the World Health Organization, in March of 2015, labeled Roundup's active ingredient, glyphosate, a probable human carcinogen. But the pesticide manufacturing industry sued the county, and a judge in August of 2017 sided with the industry, striking down a portion of the county ban that applies to private lawns, although not to public property, such as playgrounds and county parks. The manufacturers of pesticides and their allies did not stop there. Republican opponents of regulation slipped language into the federal farm bill passed by the U.S. House in June that would prohibit local county and town governments from restricting the use of pesticides. In other words, it was a ban on bans to benefit the pesticide industry. If the House version of the farm bill is passed by the U.S. Senate later this fall, 155 local governments across the country would have their local laws restricting the use of pesticides overridden by the federal government. In Maryland, this would include not only Montgomery County, but also Howard County, Tacoma Park, Greenbelt, and Hyattsville. Emily Griffith is a policy attorney with the nonprofit Environmental Working Group, which has been tracking the legislation.
It's probably worth noting that it's about three words in this massive piece of legislation that would change so much substantially for local government authority over pesticide law. So it's quite possible that it's just going under the radar.
Supporters of the ban on bans, including the House Republican leadership, argue that only the federal EPA and state governments should regulate pesticides. Chris Novak, president of an industry trade group called Crop Life America, said, quote, localities lack the staff resources and scientific expertise to conduct these reviews, unquote. But Jay Feldman, executive director of Beyond Pesticides, argues that local governments should have the right to protect their local residents.
We're looking for public health protection, protection of our watersheds, protection of the water that we drink, protection for children on playing fields and in parks, protection of our pets as we walk around the neighborhoods.
George Lieventhal, the Montgomery County councilman and a Democrat, sees a bit of hypocrisy in the Republican U.S. House demands for federal control over the issue.
Conservatives warn against federal overreach. But this provision is the best example of federal overreach I can think of today. And it's federal overreach in the interest of a particular corporation. Monsanto is always in the lead on these things. They're the ones that market and sell Roundup.
Monsanto is now owned by the German company Bayer. But who owns Congress is up for debate and a vote on November 6th. With the environment in focus, I'm Tom Pelton of the Environmental Integrity Project, author of The Chesapeake in Focus. This program is sponsored by the Able Foundation. The views expressed are solely my own.